Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for coming to Rachel's wedding. I'm with you. It's great to be here. No, Rachel and I would like to thank everyone for coming and celebrating this day with us, obviously. Looking around, earlier cocktail hour especially, seeing all of our family and friends in one room, it was just such a surreal feeling. And we're so happy to be able to enjoy it with each and every one of you. We have a few specific thank yous to people who have helped make today such a big success.
Katie, thank you for making my girls and I the most beautiful bouquets. And thank you for making this venue look so amazing. I was honestly in shock when I saw it. You're so very talented. Karen, I don't know where she is. Where is Karen? Hi, Karen. Thank you for helping everything run so smoothly today. It was so nice to be able to enjoy every moment and know that you had everything under control. So thank you. Shannon at the Jam Factory, and I know that she's left, but I'm going to thank her anyways. You've been so amazing and so easy to work with since day one. You've answered all my emails very promptly, and you've welcomed many unplanned site visits whenever I was downstairs grabbing coffee. So thank you very much.
Would like to thank the food dudes for all of the food this evening. Specifically Kelsey O'Connor, who coordinated everything, and Adrian Nyman as well. Also just want to thank early this morning, Rob Bunting, Dave Stratton, and Scott Gray all got up super early to help bring a lot of things down here. So thank you. And thank you, Ryan and Holly, as well, for doing the same thing. For the readings, Will and Sam, I was pretty choked up. I was glad that you had some time to get back to your seats to let me sort of, you know, get my act together. So thank you guys. And Holly, thank you for your reading. It was very special to have you guys a part of this. The MCs, let's just get a huge round of applause. You guys have been phenomenal. You were so great. Especially since just one of them has a newborn and is probably running on fumes, and the other is Chris. But as part of their diligent prep work, they actually took Rachel and I out for dinner and drinks separately. And that was really kind of them. Thank you guys so much for, you've done a phenomenal job.
To my bridesmaids, Katie, Maggie, Roz, Julia, Carly, and Caitlin, and all of my friends, thank you for making today and everything leading up to today so special. I am lucky to have friends who have so genuinely shared in my excitement and offered to help every step of the way. You have allowed me to inundate you with countless pictures, messages, and phone calls to help make decisions on every little detail of this wedding, and you have been there when I have felt overwhelmed to remind me to enjoy this moment. I have never felt so loved and supported by my friends as I do today with my new husband, so thank you. Katie and Maggie, thank you for being the most solid best friends. I know you'd drop everything if I needed you and be there in a heartbeat, and all of your support today means so much.
I also want to thank the groomsmen for all of their help with the floral arrangements, the table settings, and every other little detail. I just thank you for making my vision come true. But, you know, whether it's Charlem or Northern or Wolf Street at Western, it's quite clear that I haven't made any new friends in over 10 years. Now, that could be interpreted in different ways. Maybe I became less friendly after university. Or it's possible that when you have a group of friends like this, you just don't need any more. And I could say so much more about this group as a whole, but I will keep it short as a precaution for a potential sneezing fit. So thank you for an unforgettable bachelor party. Thank you, Rob and Dave, for planning that. And just thank you all again for everything. Greg, my brother and best man. I didn't know you were such a good public speaker, and that makes this tough to follow. This speech was, or these words were difficult to write. I didn't know whether to be sentimental or write a roast. I see you went one way. Our age difference certainly meant that I was a bit of a pain growing up. But fortunately for me, it meant I had another person to look up to as a role model. And growing up, I always admired you. You were the funniest, you were the best athlete, and I thought you could do no wrong. But now that I'm older, I've realized that nothing has really changed. I still look up to you, it's just for different reasons. It's obviously no longer for your athletic prowess. But you're still very funny, you're a great role model, and I strive to have a family as amazing as yours one day. I love that we can hang out as brothers.